Good morning. This is Sunday, March 27th, and I've been looking at the second part of Herb Fitch's Beyond Time seminar, talk number 3, side 2, so 3-2. He says here, "The world that passeth away is not just this physical world out here. It's the world of your human selfhood. When it passes away, it's your human selfhood that passes with it. That's why it passes away. Your humanhood passes away, but your eternal life does not. And that is the message which John was bequeathed to bestow upon us. You don't have to stay in that human self which passes away. And at one time, in your awareness, you had to. No more. In fact, it's the will of God that you do not stay in that human sense of self that passes away, and that should be quite clear that that is the will of God. And if you are tuned to the will of God, then you are saying to yourself, I cannot live in the human self that passes away. I am given the door into eternity, and I am going through it." So, what does that mean? How do we do that? I mean, He's so clear that we need to do that, that we have to do that. Because, well, why? I don't want to pass away anymore. Eternal life means you never pass away. You are consciously aware of your true identity while you walk this earth. And when the body is dropped, you're still consciously aware of your true identity. And when you are in the invisible, invisible to material sense, you are still aware of your true identity. And when you, and if you are born again on this earth, when you reach the age of 7 or 8 and you come into your own consciousness and out from under your mother's consciousness, you will be or become quite rapidly consciously aware of your true identity. And so there's no lapse in consciousness. The progress that you've made through many years of hard work for some of us will not be lost. You won't start over again. You have found eternal life. You have found your eternal life that does not pass away. And when you stand in it, whether here or hereafter, you're consciously aware of it and you don't lose that consciousness. You see? So, the question becomes, how do we become consciously aware of it, our true identity? Well, we've heard over the years that the I of us, the I am, is our true identity. And some of us have read that and never felt it. Some of us have read that and had glimpses of it. Maybe you've been having a meditation. In the middle of your meditation, you feel another presence, a presence that's not your material sense of self. And you might say to yourself, is that it? Did I feel it? And the answer is, by their fruits you shall know them. What are the fruits? The fruits are not $1 million, the perfect mate, and good health. That is not the fruits. The fruits that come from having a glimpse of your true identity are things like the ability to listen within, to feel that inner movement almost in every meditation. Almost. What else? There comes the ability to, well, you receive guidance. If you're going somewhere, you receive guidance on which way to go. Other things happen. You appear in a crowded place, and suddenly somebody's moving out right in front of the building, and you park right in front. It's uncanny how often that happens. But not when you realize your true identity, because you know you are omnipresence itself. And so all these things are taking place in your true identity, your consciousness. What else? You receive the ability to look at a scripture and understand it. Oh, not always at first glance, but you take it into your meditation and the real meaning comes to you. I remember when that first happened, and it seems obvious now. I don't know why I didn't see it before, but back in the 70s, 73, 74, I had a meditation, and into my mind popped the scripture, "I come at a moment ye think not." And I had been taught by religious people in my youth that that meant that you better be on your best behavior, because you never know when he's coming, and he's coming when you least expect it, and you might get caught doing something you ought not to do. So, I took that into meditation. I come at a moment ye think not. I, my true identity. Aha! It came to me. I understood it. In a moment when material sense is not thinking, there's an absence of material thinking, I come. I come at a moment ye think not. And I understood. And that was the first time that ever happened. I realized I could look at scripture and receive the inner meaning. What else? Well, let's see. You receive the ability to almost just look at someone you've never met before and know that they are also on the spiritual path. And if you get up next to them and begin a conversation, it becomes evident, it becomes definite that they are on a spiritual path. Now, they may not use the words you use. They may not be studying the infinite way. They could be studying the Aveda Vendetta, or no, not Vendetta. Let me look that up. Hang on. Yes, Aveda Vendetta. So they may be following that, or they may be following something else. But you find out that you're able to discern that they are on a spiritual path and you've never met them before. And so, what else? That word we just used, discernment. You are able to discern people. You're able to discern scripture. You're able to discern someone who's telling the truth and someone who's, how shall we put it, telling white lies. It's just something that comes. You're able to discern people. What else? Well, eventually those things that we thought we were looking for, they're called the added things. And they come to you. You discern the right person that you want to spend your life with. And you do. What else? The supply comes to you as you learn to share and discern those who you are prompted within to share with. And you are guided from within. You're able to discern what is right for you to do, whether it's jogging or exercising or yoga. And so the big word that comes is you are able to discern. You spiritually discern. And Paul tells us that the natural man, material sense, cannot receive the things of God. And we've been discussing what comes when you are no longer the natural man. When you've had a glimpse, or more than one glimpse, of your true identity. With it comes spiritual discernment. The natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. And so, this new consciousness, your consciousness transformed from material sense only to spiritual discernment and spiritual sense, this is your new consciousness, which reveals a new heaven and a new earth. When you live in your true identity, you have spiritual discernment. And that's one of the ways, if you will be honest with yourself, that's one of the ways in which you know that you have received Him. As many as receive Him, to them gives He spiritual discernment to become the sons of God, or to manifest His will, His word, His way. So, you see that there is some work ahead, but it leads to transformation. And if you will follow the path that Herb is laying out for you, you will begin to have these glimpses of your true identity, of the I within you. And I am come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Here you find a place to rest in the shade. You find the New Jerusalem spoken of in the Infinite Way book. And let me tell you, there is no place like home. So listen to either the entire talk or just 3-2 and see what comes to you. See what you can discern in this talk, because it's not the talk that's important. It's what you discern within. Okay? God bless, Godspeed, and God's will be done.